the price of South Sudan's peace talks? We've got timely thoughts to share with you about Lent, and being a missionary doesn't necessarily mean flying to parts unknown. That's all on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. South Sudan hit another wall in peace talks. They're indefinitely delayed and the fighting's renewed. The United Nations says if nothing changes, the food crisis this is creating will rival the famine of the 1980s. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says their team just wrapped up an assessment in overlooked refugee areas.
They're not camps. They're just gatherings of tribes. And we looked at 20 different, quote, camps in northern Uganda, and all of them were under the basic necessities for water sanitation, for food, for education.
Now that the word's out, they're getting some food aid. BGR is focusing on the other issue.
Water is so critical because that part of the world, it's a fairly arid area. So we hope to get them involved with that. They become a part of solving the problem as we put the deep wells in, and we'll be sharing the gospel as we go, sharing water, but sharing about the living water as we go.
One more thing, don't forget South Sudan. The essentials are highlighted at our website. Next, an 8.3 magnitude earthquake followed by aftershocks as strong as 7.6 rocked the country of Chile. Seismic activity is common there, which explains why only a handful of people lost their lives. About 2,500 homes were damaged in Alto Hospicio, a poor region of the country. Southern Baptist International Mission Board missionaries in Chile are safe. IMB workers are praying hearts of Chileans facing uncertainty will turn to Christ. Like this good news story on our website. This is Mission Network News. Ukraine's divided church is starting to come together. EFCA Reach Global's Amy Ritchie shares more.
The denominational barriers in Ukraine are very, very strong. There tends to be some pretty big silos and some pretty big lines in the sand.
But a recent prayer meeting began erasing those lines.
Any denomination was welcome, and they prayed together through the night. Leaders from all throughout Ukraine came together and prayed for unity of believers and for the gospel to be forwarded, and that there would be no more bloodshed.
Learn how Reach Global's prayer tents create an opportunity to share the gospel at our website. Keep praying for Ukraine.
Pray for peace and that God would hold back the armies. It's almost eerie at moments. Everybody functions like there's nothing wrong, but you know that there's danger lurking very close.
Meanwhile, Lent is celebrated by many different denominations. Rural Renew is challenging you to think about the season of Lent as a commitment to give God your whole heart. Co-director of Rural Renew, Ida Kostra Matoigo, believes giving our hearts back to God is more significant than giving up food, drink, or technology for the purpose of self-denial. Consider 2 Chronicles 7:14 as you think about Lent. There's more at missionnetworknews.org. And you did know that we're all called to be missionaries, right? That doesn't always mean fly across the world. Often, the field is right where we're standing. CenterForm is a missional formation program of the Mission Society. Co-directors John and Catherine Hines tell how they work with churches to get everyone involved. Catherine says,
it's really exciting to see people discover that the things that they love to do, the things that make them most alive, are the very things that God wants them to use for the glory of His kingdom.
The training is applicable in any mission context, especially when sharing the gospel in an urban setting. John says,
the mission field is not this exotic thing far off, that it's not this thing that only certain people in the church do, but mission is what the church is about. And the mission field is everywhere.
Get your church involved in training or support. Look for the link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Extreme poverty results in malnutrition, disease, illiteracy, and deep spiritual depravity. To help you pray, Vision Beyond Borders has created a 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for children and their parents. This free prayer guide will help you learn about kids VBB serves around the world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.